There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. 2 years ago on Pentecost, I had my first Mass wearing the same vestment. In 2 years, I've learned a few things. Don't preach about communism every Sunday, or talk about modest dress on Mother's Day. I shouldn't wear a helmet when I ski, and I should invest in a third alarm clock. I've learned a lot of beard jokes, the incredible variety of paths in the spiritual life, and that if you love the people, they will love you more. It is with great thanksgiving that I reflect on Pentecost. For us, Pentecost is the birthday of the church, the wind and the tongues of flame, the apostles overcoming fear and doubt, and preaching to all in their own language. It marks the end of the Easter season, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. The Jews celebrate Pentecost from Pentecostus, which literally means 50th. Originally, it was a post-harvest Thanksgiving feast. It now celebrates God's covenants with Noah and Moses. Noah's covenant 50 days after the deluge, and Moses's 50 days after the exodus from Egypt. We are reminded of God's promises, his power, and his love on this day. The Holy Spirit is the breath of life. It is the moving force of the church. It is the strength of God's people. Without breath, there is no life. Fulton Sheen once said about the church, "Even though we are God's chosen people, we often behave more like God's frozen people. Frozen in our prayer life, frozen in the way we relate with one another, frozen in the way we celebrate our faith." Today is a great day to rekindle that flame, to ask for the enthusiasm and the new life that the apostles experienced so many years ago. I think that a great sign of the Holy Spirit is forgiveness. Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, the power to forgive sins." Forgiveness is a way to remind ourselves of this gift, to shake off the cobwebs and move towards what God has planned for us. I'm not sure why, but I've noticed a lot of anger in this world the past few weeks. It's amazing the things that people like to yell from the relative safety of their cars and the things that they encourage their kids to do. We are a people of forgiveness, the breath that heals, that unites. I want to encourage you to do something this Pentecost. Practice forgiveness. First, you can forgive me for any of the times I let you down or wasn't available or was late for Mass. Hopefully that's easy and we'll get the ball rolling. Then seek forgiveness yourself. Seek the sacrament of confession. Lay it all out there and experience the breath of the Holy Spirit. Finally, forgive someone else. You don't have to find them or tell them, "I forgive you for being dumb." No, in your heart, forgive that person that was rude or deceitful. Forgive the person that may not even know how much they hurt you. The very act of forgiveness is a work of the Holy Spirit. We don't realize how much the Holy Spirit does for us, how many gifts we have been given by God, but we can experience a little piece of that in forgiveness. We can be reminded how powerful God is, how inundated our lives are with the Holy Spirit. I have decent English and some broken Spanglish, but I won't even pretend to have the power of tongues. I haven't heard of any incredible miracles that I've performed. I most definitely can't bilocate. And some may even argue my wisdom and counsel is below average. But I know the Holy Spirit is in my life and in yours. I know the Holy Spirit through forgiveness. As a minister of the sacrament of confession, as a person who has been forgiven, as a person who strives to forgive, this Pentecost, allow the Holy Spirit to remind you of his powerful presence and to guide you. Forgive and let yourself get back to what God created you for. From the sequence that was so beautifully sung, heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gifts descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen.